Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. Oh, this is really, really important when we think about everything from just reading the Bible to hearing the Bible taught, to teaching the Bible. Like, the things we are seeing in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 here are not natural. They are supernatural. It's what Paul's saying here. He's saying, I impart this. Those who teach the Word of God impart His Word, not by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, like with spiritual power. That's why he says interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual, which means in order to understand and know God, in order to know how to experience life to the full before God, under God, we need to be spiritually minded. We need to be not dependent on ourselves, but desperate for the Spirit of God, which makes sense. Like, the Spirit of God, what we saw in verse 11 in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if the Spirit of God is the only one who knows the fullness of God, if we want to know the fullness of God, then we are desperate for the Spirit of God, not dependent on ourselves. So when we practically open up the Bible, we should open it up with prayer. God, help me. God, please help me to see what I can't see on my own. Help me to understand what I can't understand on my own. I need your spiritual wisdom. And then when we sit down in a service on a Sunday to hear the Bible taught, or when we stand up as a pastor or someone else to teach the Bible, we are desperate for the Spirit in that moment. I think about preaching many Sundays and just asking God, God, please do things that I don't even know to ask for, that you're going to do that I will never even realize that you're doing. As you're taking your word and applying it to people's lives, may this be a thoroughly spiritual exercise. So, God, we pray that you'd help us to live, in this sense, spiritual lives, like all the time. Help us to live as spiritual people in tune with your Spirit. From the moment we wake up in the morning and you prompt us to worship and we spend time in your word, that you would open our eyes spiritually to things we can't see otherwise. And all throughout the day, help us to walk in step with your Spirit, to share the gospel and the power of your Spirit as we've prayed, to encourage others with your Spirit in us. God, we pray that you'd help us to live lives that are a reflection of your Spirit in us. God, we pray that when we sit under the teaching of your word and gather together on Sundays or in other settings, small groups, whatever they might be, God, we pray that your Spirit would lead us, that your Spirit would teach us, that your Spirit would guide us. Lord, make us spiritual people who live in this sense like supernatural lives, because we are moment by moment walking in step with your Spirit. God, may that be true in our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.